This little lady sitting with a little white thing on her hat. You got a prayer card? You? The sick? Are we strangers to one another? God knows us both. There's a light over the woman, if you can see it. Circling right above her. She was praying. Is that right? No, you have not a chance to come up here. But you were praying because I see just below that is a dark shadow. It's death. The woman shattered to death. She has a cancer. You believe God can heal you? Cancer of the breast. And I see a doctor looking at it. And he tells you that he's going to try to operate. And you're up for an operation. And I see you walk from a platform or something, and you are a preacher, a woman preacher. That's thus saith the Lord. Is that right, lady? What he said, was that right? Stand on your feet if that's right. Now, do you believe can you discern that that's the same Jesus that touched the woman, touched his garment? Not me, him. I don't know the woman. She don't know me. God knows us both. God bless you, sister. I see a lady in a vision. She's praying. She's a young woman. She's standing right here. There's something about a baby. She's had a baby. No, it's a miscarriage. That's what it's been. A dead baby. She's from Kentucky, and her name is Martin. Where are you, Miss Martin? Yeah, with the reality. That's true, is it, lady? Stand on your feet if that's so. I don't know the woman, but God knows her, and there she is. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Amen. Right behind her sits a lady. Amen. She's got hemorrhoids. She's got trouble in her right side. Kind of a heavy set woman with a black looking dress on. You got a prayer card, lady? You don't have? You don't need it. Do you believe that you had faith to touch something? You never touched me? You touched him. All right, then raise up your hand with your handkerchief in it and accept your healing. Go home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Look here. There sits a little lady back here with a checky looking dress on. She's got her head bowed. She's praying for her father. He's got liver trouble. You believe the Lord will heal him, sister? You believe it? Then you can have it. Lady, you were awful kind to her to tell her it was her. The reason you said that, because the Holy Spirit moved right over to you too. That's right. You have a prayer card? You don't need one. You're praying for a mother. And you're thinking on bringing her to church tomorrow night. That's right. Don't have to do it. Lay your hands on her and call the name of the Lord Jesus. She'll get well if you believe it. I challenge your faith. Who else has not a prayer card and wants to believe? You, sitting here in front. You believe me to be God's prophet? A prophet is a messenger to an age. You believe I have God's message? You do it? I don't know you, but God does know you. If God will tell me your troubles, will you accept it as your healing? Believe that it is His? You can discern then that if your spirit can touch Him now while I'm talking to you. Then you'll accept your healing, will you? It's your chest, scarred tissue, and besides that, you're a preacher. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe God.
Oh, God.
I'm going to turn my back. Pray. See if he's the same angel. See if it's the same God that promised when he had his back turned to the tent. Pray, some of you. That the Lord God has sent his angel. And it proved that Solomon was at hand. O Lord God, send your angel tonight. You give the same discernment because it's a promise of your Son. And let it be so. A woman stands before me, and she's suffering the catarrh of the head. She's back in this direction. Far afield, her pulling her face. Her name is Miss Wiley. Where's she at? Let's see, back in here somewhere. Whatever the there. Was that you, lady? All right, go home and be well. Have faith in God. Some of the rest of you pray somewhere. Let it be known, Lord, thy God. There's a woman standing before me that's a praying back in the audience, and she has complications. She's wearing a red and white checked dress. Her name is Miss Lake. Where are you at, Mrs. Lake? Stand on your feet wherever. God bless you. Go home and be well. Your faith has saved you. That's the same Jesus. It's the same angel. Have you got discernment to discern the Lord's body? Do you believe that I'm telling you the truth? Do you believe that Christ is giving witness of it? If you believe that, raise up your hand. How many believers are in here? Shake your hands like this. Then you believe me as God's prophet. Don't you doubt one bit. Take those hands that you're waving towards God and lay on somebody next to you, and you'll see the glory of God. That's all He can do. Can you discern the Lord's body? Can you discern that His Spirit is here? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, make Satan turn loose of every believer in here. They've got their hands laid on one another, and they are believers. They're having faith in God, and they believe that You'll do it. Oh, Lord, Your words cannot fail, no more than Your promises. And Your promises was, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, Satan, you foul demon of oppression that's beaten these people down to the dust, I adjure thee by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that you turn them loose. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now lay your hands on one another and pray the prayer of faith. And when you feel the Spirit of God, discern it, that it is God's promise to you. Everyone that can feel that God's power is moving in you, stand to your feet and accept your healing. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you believers, to rise to your feet and accept Jesus as your personal healer. Come up, you in those wheelchairs, cots, wherever it is. Rise up. Believe God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. They're raising up out of cots and wheelchairs and everything. All right, Brother Sullivan.
Promised them a long time. Now, if you all would just be reverent and pray, this is a healing service. Now, I think I'll get right down here at the end of this row, or somewhere in here, so the people right at the end of the row and pray. Now, everyone, keep your heads bowed and pray. Everybody, if you're sincere and believe the Holy Spirit is here, the anointing, I have the anointing upon me now. Now, I'm coming down to lay hands on you while the anointing is upon me. That's the reason I had this discernment first. That man with that kidney trouble sitting out there, go home, sir, you're healed. God makes you well. Forget about it now. Sitting there in the dark. All right. Now, believe with all your heart. Come here now.
The great physician now is near the sympathizing King. Just His picks a drooping heart to cheer on Him the voice of sweetest
Know ye what I have done unto you? Now look. While we are praying, we don't like that. We don't take time for the discernment because, oh, there was a few in there that was real bad cases and one sinner. So it was that had to be called out. But otherwise, it was while the anointing of the Holy Spirit was with me, I was laying hands on the sick. Now, with all my heart, I prayed for you. That's all I can do. I'm just a man, you see. Now, but the Holy Spirit is here and will reward you if you will believe that the sickness and disease or affliction of your body is condemned. See? It's condemned. It can't stay with you no longer. Now, you watch. I prayed for a woman that her hands was knotted up. And she might have been looking for her hands to straighten. It could have been. We could have tucked that woman there for maybe a half hour. Stayed with her until you've seen differences beginning to come. Then it would cut others out. See? Now, maybe one of the nights, we'll do that. Will you see? So I can see in the audience something that's really fixing to happen. I'll bring that patient maybe to the platform here. Crippled. Afflicted. Healed just the same. They just watch for something to happen. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Something, you may not see a difference for it. Here, some time ago, I was at a meeting, and as a woman comes through, she had ulcerated stomach, and it said, "Thus saith the Lord, you're healed." Another woman comes through, had a big knot on her neck, "Thus saith the Lord, you're healed." They went home believing that. Weeks passed. That woman tried to eat with that stomach trouble. She was so bad, she couldn't stand nothing in her stomach, but still she held on. One morning, while the children had gone to school, she took some oats out of one of their plates and began to eat it. She was so hungry. A real strange feeling came to her. Never bothered her. She got some toast and buttered it, eat it. Then she fried two eggs and drank a cup of coffee. Never hurt her. It was gone. She was happy. She ran down the street to tell her sister that it had the big knot on her neck that hadn't moved. They called them fanatics because they'd bleed. And she said, when she got there, that woman was screaming, jumping up and down. She ran in. She said, "You know, I'm healed of my stomach trouble." Said, "I just got up a while ago. I've shucked every sheet. That knot's gone. I don't know what happened to it." See, what happened? God don't always come just in an instant. You remember when Daniel, the angel told him, he tried to get to him for 21 days? If the angel of the Lord, who is here, is the angel of God, it proves himself to be. And if I've asked the blessing with the sincerity of my heart upon you, and with the same sincerity you've met it, and there's no doubt in your mind at all, you just hold to that and watch what happens. It has to happen. It's got to. It's God's word. It's God's promise. He has to do it. Now, how many of you believe you're going to be well, regardless of what? You're going to be well. You have to be. Now, here's a container of handkerchiefs. And now, let us pray for them. Lord, we are told in the sacred word that they've taken from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons, and evil spirits went out. That was the same Paul who could look steadfast upon the man and tell him he perceived he had faith to be healed. The same Paul who was upon the ship that night, and the angel of the Lord stood by him and told him, "Fear not, Paul. None's going to be lost." And he could run forth in the midst of the waves and saying, "The storm's just as hard as it ever was storming, maybe harder. But be of a good cheer," he said, "for the angel of God, whose servant I am, stood by me last night and promised me deliverance." They've seen that angel working through Paul. Lord, we're not St. Paul, but you're still Jesus, the same angels of God, the same Holy Spirit. And I lay my hands upon these handkerchiefs and ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, may every person that touches these handkerchiefs be made well. Grant it, Lord. And Father God, it was said one time that your children was coming from bondage, going into the promised land of good health, prosperity, and the Red Sea got in their way. God looked down through the pillar of fire and frowned upon that Red Sea, because it was holding his people from the blessing. And the sea got scared and rolled back. And Israel went over to the promised land. O Lord, as you see these tokens of your word, which we most solemnly believe to be the truth, and as I press these to my heart, Lord, let the God of heaven not look through again as much the pillar of fire, but through the blood of his own Son, Jesus, that gave the promise of healing. By his stripes we're healed. And when these handkerchiefs are placed upon the sick, may the devil turn them loose. And may they go to that promise that God's given. By his stripes we are healed. I send them to the sick and the afflicted in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I solemnly believe with all my heart that Christ will heal every person that wears those handkerchiefs. There's no doubt in my heart. I do not doubt. God said it so. Why could I stand here and challenge in Africa, 500,000 people, or India rather, in Africa, thousands times thousands of witch doctors and all kinds of superstitions, come forth and prove your God. Don't you be afraid. Jesus is still Jesus. God's still God. There is not enough devils in torment can challenge his word. Nothing can withstand when unadulterated faith rests upon any promise God gives. It's the truth, and it'll stand forever for a trial. Amen. You love him? Let's stand once while they're still back there shouting and receiving the Holy Ghost. Let's raise our hands as we sing. I love him. Will you give us a card, sister? Some? Love him. Let's stand now. Now, how many out there, is there any prayer cards out in the audience? Anybody got a prayer card? Anywhere in the audience? Not a prayer card. Just so you'll see it, you don't have to have a prayer card. You have to have faith. Faith is the victory. Faith is what God looks for. Just have faith. Only believe. All things are possible. Now, each one of you out there that's sick, and you don't have a prayer card, do you believe that you have enough faith to touch the border of his garment in glory tonight? Do you believe that? Raise up your hand. All around everyone. Bless that little girl. A little bitty girl. Is that your child, sir? Is she sick? All right. Do you believe God can reveal to me what the child is, if she can touch his border of his garment? If it is, you know what's the truth or not. I don't know you, the child. I've never seen you. You're just sitting there. Do you believe? How many audience will believe? That's a baby, just a little girl. She's sitting there with little hands up, waving at me, her little eyes looking. Now, there's something wrong with the child, I suppose. I don't know. God can reveal it. Will you accept it, sister? You all? Thank you, honey. If you're spiritual and God will open your eyes, look hanging about 2 feet above that child. See that light? Now, here she is. There comes the vision. It's something that over her, it's her heart trouble. I see a doctor looking over her heart. She's got a heart trouble. That's right. Let the mother raise her hand. Put your hand over on the child. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, you're exposed. Your lying scheme is over. Come out of that child in the name of the Lord Jesus. We, the Church of the Living God, adjure thee by Jesus Christ to leave the child. Now, do you believe? Have faith in God. That man sitting right over there with his head down praying with that arthritis, do you think God will heal you, sir, and make you well? Sitting out there on the end of the seat, kind of heavy set with a white shirt on. You believe God will take that arthritis away from you? That's what she's praying about. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? Now go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? Have faith. Somebody else pray. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. lady sitting right back there looking at me. You're praying for somebody else. It's your brother. He's got polio. But that's right, stand on your feet for him. I don't know you and you don't know me. If that's right, raise up your hand. But you, there it is. You was praying for him. If that's right, wave your hand. The God that was hearing you has spoke to me and you touched his garment. That's the Holy Spirit working through the same way it did. Go and believe with all your heart and it'll leave you. Do you believe? Something's happened just at that time. Something else struck right in here. Oh, here it is. It's a woman sitting right here praying for one of her loved ones that's paralyzed. You believe that God will make them well? All right. You can go home and believe with all your heart and you'll find it that way. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. How about people in this section? You believe? You without? This is discernment. I'm just going to pray for these people. This is discernment. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Here. This woman sitting right here crying heavy set. Got trouble with your eyes, haven't you, sister? They're going bad. And besides that, he told you had trouble with your liver. Is that, if that's right, raise up your hand to the doctor, that kind of heavy set guy. All right, go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Do you believe?
Yes,
think on your ways now. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who said as it was in the days of Sodom, when the angel of the Lord came down in a human flesh and discerned and said, Abraham, where is your wife? And she laughed behind him in the tent to herself. He said, why did Sarah laugh? Think on your ways now. Be right with God. Now this prayer line through there, you're all strangers to me as far as I know. But do you believe that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is up on me now as His servant? Do you believe that all down through the prayer line? Now you know if we take a discernment down this line, it would take a, oh, I just wouldn't get through it tonight. But will you believe if I pray with all my heart the prayer of faith for you, will you believe with all your heart that you'll get well? Will you all believe it, each one? You will believe it. Now let's pray for them. Lord, you not only these, but them that's in the audience. May your Spirit continue to go over this audience and heal the sick and the afflicted. In Jesus' name I pray. Now you in your wheelchairs, stretchers, you look this way and you believe with all your heart. You think that your case is too bad, but it isn't. It just takes faith. No more faith than the heel of toothache. If you just believe it, let it be real faith. Believe it. Now, so the anointing to get back to me, I want to just take, maybe I just catch your hand. I better take that for a vision. Look here. Do you need to be his servant? You realize you're very sick. You have cancer. Look, lady, you've been to a doctor, you're extremely nervous, and you went to a doctor for something that would be cut off. It was off your back. And he said it was a mole that was malignant, and it won't heal. It just keeps going on. It's still cancer. Let me have your hand. Here, look here, you can tell it. See that little thing on my hand? Now I'll take it off and put this other hand on. It isn't there now. By the grace of God and by His Spirit, I can make it leave you. But whether to stay away or not, that'd be up to you. If you can see it happen and go, because you can't live long, that's going to not even find, you see. And just run it right into it. So would you, if you could see it happen on your hand, would it increase your faith? You're young and you haven't very long to stay if God doesn't help you. Now please don't think this is just something this woman's worse than really she thinks. Ever what the vision was, I know it's some kind of a power. Now, you're looking at my hand. See how it swells? See all those little white things running over my hand? That's just like a vibration, like a call it the Holy Spirit's on you. And death is on you. And life and death cannot associate together. Now look,
There's just as much life in this hand as there was in that, and put that hand on. Now it's not there. See? Not there now. Now I'm as much human as you. But see, it was his promise, your right hand, that you hold your right hand, that you believe me to tell you the truth. My hand to God, to my heart. See? Now put your hand on there and watch. Put your hand on there. See? Now you see, there's something going on there, isn't there? See? Something unnatural. Now let's bow our heads a minute. This poor little woman, seriously. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus that you will heal her. Let thy spirit move. She's watching my hand to see if those vibrations stop. She sees my hand swelling, turning dark, and seeing that there's something taking place. Help her, Lord. May the enemy leave her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just a moment. I've never looked, but it's still the same way it was. It didn't leave her. Didn't change, did it? It stayed just the same. Now, we don't ask God for a miracle. It's not right to ask God. And remember, now you see that there's something happening in my hand. Now, when you move your hand, take your hand off. What, see how it goes right back? Now, I put my hand on it. Don't act like that. See? And your other hand won't act like that. I lay this hand back on there. And there it goes again. See? See, you're looking at that. That's why it raises up this hand so the audience can see. You can see it yourself. Now I'll lay my hand on this desk right here so it can see it. It is a position where you lay your hand. Anywhere it's the same. Is that right? You're looking right at it. Now, Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Now you all help. Hold your faith to God. Now, when it goes out, it'll come back. If faith isn't there, immediately. For when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks in dry places and come back. You understand? But if you'll see that lead there, then you know you're going to get well. You'll believe it, won't you? You'll encourage it. Because you've had an awful time with this. Lord God, we do not ask for miracles. But you promised them, Lord. And that this audience and this little woman, the doctor has tried hard, Lord, to save the woman's life. He scattered this cancer. It's going into her back, into her spine. Darkness and shadow hangs over. But you're here to heal. She's watching my hand. She's watching for a move or something to happen. Let it be this one time, Lord. It will increase the faith of the people. I ask it not for no nothing at all, Father, but that these people might know that I'm telling them truth. And the commission that you gave by an angel who vindicated it to be the same, that said this would be first, and then you'd know the very secret of their heart, they would believe. Lord, we're living in a day when people are taught so hard against us, against you, against your word, against your spirit. They don't know what to believe. Let this little woman in this dying condition see the power of God. She's watching my hand. She watches the moon. She's watching that sweating to leave and the vibrations to stop over. Let it be, Lord. Help me, I pray, that you, these others might see and take heed and know that God is still God. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I charge thee, come out of the woman and leave her. Now, the woman's watching herself. Every vibration is left in his song. Is that right, sister? You're healed. Go on your road and rejoice. There you are. She watched it herself and seen God heal the woman. Now, do you believe? Everybody believe? Have faith now while we pray. That same amount, sure. We stop for everybody. You know what would happen. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal this our sister. Amen. Now, go rejoicing just like she did. And you believe with all your heart. Now, see? It seems like, you see, if you don't have a vision, it doesn't do it. Something happened. You see what I mean? How many understand? Now, that lady might thought, well, the anointing wasn't on him. The anointing left him. The anointing didn't leave me. It's still here. Sure it is. You believe it? Here, this woman. I don't know you, do I? God knows you. You believe me to be his prophet? If I don't know you and God knows you, if God will reveal something about you that you know that I don't know, would you believe me? You've already believed me. All right. You're suffering. It's a severe cause thing. That's right.
And besides that, you're praying for somebody, which is your brother. And that boy is declared to have a mental condition. You don't believe it. And it's not so. He's just nervous. Don't believe it. You believe God knows who you are? If I'll tell you who you are, the Spirit of God will take every doubt from you. Miss Neville, go home. Be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Don't die. Do you believe, sir? That shadow of devil of cancer will leave you from you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal the man, I pray. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, my brother. Come, sir. You believe with all your heart? Just look at this. Look at the hundreds and hundreds of people praying out there. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother. Amen. Believe, brother, with all your heart. Come, sister. You believe now? Lord, while the Holy Spirit is upon me and anointing me, may the precious God of heaven heal our sister in Jesus' name. Now go believing with all your heart. Look, sister. Look, sister dear. Raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Raise your name. That's the way to do it. Go on your road and God will make it right for you. That's the way. Go believing. What do you think, lady? You believe? You believe you to be God's servant? It's cost you, see. You realize something's going on. A vision caught me from the little woman. May God help me after this. The woman has actually got a hospital experience from her. That's right, isn't it? An operation. And that's for a child. It's a baby you're fixing to have. And the doctor says that it has to be a cesarean birth for an operation. And you're wanting me to pray that it'll be a natural birth. Is that right, Mother Karen? That's thus saith the Lord. You're not from here. You're from a place called Worcester. That's right. Miss Winnie, go on your road and rejoice. God make you well, sister, and give you your daughter. Let's all pray. Everybody bow your head now. Well, let's just worship the Lord first. Raise up your hands in praise and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we love you. We praise you. Oh, be merciful unto us, Lord. Oh, Father God, grant unto us thy mercy. Give unto us the Holy Spirit. May people in the audience see that you're God, and these people be healed. Through Jesus' name, amen. Come forth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may you go and be made well. Amen. Now as you come, the Holy Spirit is upon me, anointing me. Believe it now. Come now. And just as you pass through, I'm going to pray. All you be praying also now for these people. Lord, I lay my hand upon my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed. Amen. Go believe me. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon her for her healing. Amen. God bless you, sister. Come now, sister. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed while the Holy Ghost is on me. Amen. May God bless you. Come now. Lord, heal my brother and make him well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I see that there's some of the temptation to take a seat for all my time. Are you scared? You believe God could tell me what was wrong with you? Then go in that asthmatic condition and leave you. Just go on and tell me. Lord Jesus, in pray you heal her and make her well. Amen. God of heaven, have mercy and heal our brother and make him well. Amen. Come believing now, every one of you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, make him well. Now the Holy Spirit's on me. I'm just laying hands. The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon my sister. May she get healed. Amen. Go believe me. Come, little boy. I see your condition. You believe that fetal state up when I just wait for you. You believe in me, Lord? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may there be such an improvement in this child in the next few hours. Till it be brought back to the meeting to show what God can do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come, my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. Amen. Come, my sister.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, may my sister be healed. Now, as you walk the platform, go rejoicing. You believe? My Holy Spirit's still here. You believe he healed that heart trouble stand there? Just go rejoicing and thank you, Lord. You believe he healed your female trouble? Or just go off the platform and rejoicing and thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll heal me and make me come to me. Come believe me. Dear God, I lay hands upon my brother and pray that in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll heal him and will make him well. Grant it, O Lord, for your glory, the salvation of God. Amen. I'm not going to. All know. Well, of course, anyone might not know what it is. The man's blind. You believe, sir?
Yes, sir.
Let's bow our heads just a moment. No heads, no eyes up. Lord, we do not ask for miracles. We do not ask for that. We ask for mercy, that the mercies of God and faith will be given to our brother, that the blind spirit that's on him may leave him. May the sight begin to break into his eyes at this hour. May he get completely well. For we ask it and cast out the blind spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I want every head bowed, every eye closed for a moment. While you hear my voice, say, look. Don't doubt. Look up towards Jesus. Can you see my face? Put your fingers on my nose. There you are. That's all right. Can you see them lights on you?
Good.
Lights begin to come to you.
Yes, he wants to.
All right, raise your hand. He has his sight. You can see the light? Put your hand on my nose again so I can see you. Come on, you're over rejoicing. You shall have your sight. Let's raise our hands and praise the Lord, everybody. Let's raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. You believe God will heal that heart trouble? Go on your road, rejoice, and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Lord, I pray for my brother that you'll heal him and make him well. In Jesus' name, amen. Come, sister dear, come rejoicing. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal and make well. Amen. That's right. Come, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal and make well our sister. Amen. Come, my sister dear. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, heal and make well our sister. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal my brother and make him well. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal my brother. Amen. Amen. The blind man has his sight and rejoicing. Let's stand to our feet and rejoice in the Lord and say, thank the Lord for his goodness. Are you thankful to the Lord? You believe God's still here? You believe the discernments of God is life? Amen. Oh, how wonderful. Are you the one to be prayed for? You believe me to be a servant of God? You believe me? You believe that God sent me for this purpose? Is it a witness to the people that God is God? You believe it? Do you believe if I tell you what's wrong with you, you make it stronger? Your diabetes, you think it'd be healed? Yes. You're not from here. No, you're from Kentucky. That's right. You're here visiting. You've got a daughter here at a city called Dayton. That's right. She's got a blood clot. You're praying for that. Your name is Miss Houston. That's right. Go back. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe with all your heart? What about you in the wheelchair? One woman's up. Everyone's up for one. Say. The lady laying there with her hand up. Go
Oh, yeah, sir. You with the hemorrhages there. You believe God will take them hemorrhages away from you? Have faith in God. Rise up to your feet. Jesus Christ will make you well. Get out of your stretcher. Believe that God is there. She is on her feet rejoicing. Anybody else want to be healed? Get on your feet, every one of you. The name of Jesus Christ, say the power of the devil be rebuked and God be made.
Now, if I come up here and lay my hands on you and say, hallelujah, praise God, you're going to get well, praise the Lord. It's true. See, the Bible said prayer of faith shall save the sick, and I may have faith to believe that. You have a right to believe that. But now what if the Holy Spirit comes and goes back down yonder and tells you something that you know I don't know nothing about? You know whether that's the truth or not. Then if he knows what you have been, he certainly will know what will be. Is that right? Now, be reverent. I want you to worship the Lord, but when, if I'll at least have one, and now and then, wherever, in a few minutes, then so I can get through the audience, but how many will promise by the grace of God that they'll believe if God will work this? Me and this man, both of me and my, our hands up, that we've never met before in life, just right here. And may the Lord grant it. Now, I just want you to answer me. Now you're aware that something is going on. A real sacred feeling. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now the audience, I don't know whether you see or not. The man between me and him sends that light that you got the picture of standing there now. I see the man fading away from me. And he's here for a child. That's right. Someone else. The child. It's a baby. About 3 months old, just a little bitty fellow. And the baby has a heart trouble. That's true. You're not from here. You're from Indiana. Anderson, Indiana. Go home, find your baby well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Believe God. Now, do you all believe? All right. Now, if I don't say one word to you about discernment, you'll believe, won't you? Then go in your heart, and I just won't
happen. Amen.
Brother Kidd, I know you. So therefore, I won't try to this discernment. I'm going to pray for you. Dear God, I know that this dear old preacher, brother, was preaching before I was born. I pray for him. He's been a darling man. I've seen you bring him over a conversation on the telephone when we prayed for him laying in the hospital in a heart attack. You healed him. Here he is. Going way into 80 years old. I pray that you'll bless him. This darling little wife of his also working coal mines with her own hands to send her husband on the gospel missions to preach the word. We love them. A sweeter little couple I know not of. I pray, Father, that you'll extend their days and talking to them. And she crying and saying, Brother Bram, I'm too old and I don't know what to do. I see the need for grace. Help her, Lord. Bless them, and may the blessings of God rest upon them. This condition is growing over his eyes. I pray, God, that it'll be healed. I pray, God, that you'll heal our sister, that stomach condition in her body will be taken from her. All ailments may they leave through Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless you, Brother Kidd. God bless you, Sister Kidd. No, no. What is it, Sister Kidd? She was healed standing right here at the platform, held her hand up, said it's gone, the cancer has moved away. So praise be to God. See, that's how close to God really is. You believe that the Lord will heal you? Been awful nervous, have you? Got your stomach all upset. That's right. But you want to go eat? Just go on and eat. Believe with all your heart and go and eat. Now do you believe with all your heart? If Jesus will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe with all your heart? Or it's your back condition, your best before you go on your own and be made well. Do you believe with all your heart? Everything? All right. Your heart trouble will go suddenly. You go on your own and rejoice and be happy. Do you believe you had trouble in your back too? So go on your own and be happy. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You got a trouble, it's the man which is getting up the bank. And besides that, been nerve, heart trouble. So just go on your own and rejoice. Jesus Christ makes you well. If I don't say a word to you, pray for you. You believe that God will heal you? Come here. I lay my hands by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the commission of Jesus Christ upon the man. May he be healed. Right back here. Praying for a
a child that has nervous conditions, nervous oppressions, you yourself are nervous, and you're sitting there praying for that. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? Go home. You have your desire. What did she touch? She never touched me. She touched the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. You're letting them know how. That's right. You believe me as his prophet now, with all your heart. You believe God knows who you are? If he knew who Peter was, he'd know who you was. Is that right? All right, Mrs. Alexander, you can go home and be made well. Jesus Christ. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all. If you want to worship God, now raise up your hands and worship God. If you just feel like you'd like to thank him, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. May the people really understand, Lord, that it's your presence here to do just the things that you promised to do. Let it be so, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Come now, sister. Believe. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will. That lady sitting right back there, way back there, looking right at me, praying, got head trouble, headache. Go, Jesus Christ makes you well now. You can go and be made well. God bless you. I can't tell now just who you are, but I know you somehow. But I don't know nothing about you. But you're standing here for a desire for a growth to be taken off of you. A mole on the heel. But go, believe it. You'll receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe? Have faith now. Don't doubt. Just believe. How do you do? You believe the things that you see come from God? Now, something's happening out there. You're believing. That's good. It ought to settle it. I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. But God knows both of us. If he'll reveal what your trouble, this is a scene, just like it was Jesus went one time and sat down by a well, and a Samaritan woman come out. And he talked to her and told her what was in her heart. She believed him and said that was a sign of the Messiah. Is that right, a man? That's what you want prayer for. You got a loved one you're praying for. It's in the hospital. It's your husband. He's paralyzed in his back. That's right. From Dayton, that's right. You're Opal Williams. Go back home and receive that what you asked for. Take that right on in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Have faith in God, right? Are we strangers to each other? I do not know you. You do not know me. Now here's a beautiful picture. In the days of our Lord, St. John, the 4th chapter, if the Bible still lives, let God prove that it lives. I'm Anglo-Saxon, you're an Ethiopian, by nature, by birth, by color, by race. Jesus was a Jew, she was a Samaritan. And she said, we have a segregation. It's not customary for you Jews saying things to Samaritans. But Jesus let her know right quick, that God was God of all nations. The country we live in, changing our color, had nothing to do with our soul. We can blood transfuse each other, what more? We're all the creatures of God. Was raised in different parts of the country, and we're some yellow, some brown, some white, some black. That has nothing to do with it. We're all off of one tree, Adam, God's creature. Now, this would be a perfect Bible scene, our first time meeting. If God will reveal to me in your heart, you be the solemn judge. If God will reveal what you're here for, or something that you know what I know nothing about, will you solemnly believe it? And do like that woman. Go tell your people, truly, the Holy Ghost is here doing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, for I see him working among the people. Like that woman went in and said, come see a man who told me what I've done. Isn't that the very Messiah? See? That was a sign of the Messiah. Would you be able to do the same? Would all the colored people here, all whatever, do the same, believing with all your heart? Now, by my Bible, I've never seen a woman in my life. I don't know one thing about her. Now, I guess this is the first time we ever walk face to face in life. But that's right, just so the people see. Now, if God be God, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he keeps his word. If he doesn't, then he isn't God. He hasn't raised from the dead. If he has raised from the dead, then he's for each one of you. Every one of you. Here's a perfect Bible picture again. May God grant it. Me not knowing. Now I won't have to look at you. That has nothing to do with it. But Jesus talked to the woman just a moment. Now if God will tell me what's your trouble, then you'll believe. Because you know I don't know. You're nervous. Your main trouble, which has caused you to have a stomach trouble. That's right? Exactly right. Now do you believe? You say, Brother Branham, you might have guessed that. Let's see what he would say anymore. Yes, there's something else wrong with you? It's a knot on your left leg. You believe? You think it was guessing? She's a good person, a fine spirit. The angel of the Lord is standing right between me and this woman. At the day of the judgment, you'll find out that angel you're looking at on a picture isn't 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. Look there again, sir. You got a friend you won't pray for. Paralyzed. You believe now? Go receive what you've asked for. Yes, believe with all your heart. All of you believe with all your heart? God bless you, sister. While you stand there, you believe that arthritis bless you. Great deal. The little boy, you believe. If God will reveal to me looking this way, not reading your mind, you take your hand loose if I tell you the truth. And then you'll go home and won't have the asthma no more. Stop coughing. If that's right, raise your hand up. Go ahead, brother. God bless you. Some woman, since that colored woman was prayed for, has been hearing here. The pull is coming from this. Yes. Sitting right down there with diabetes. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus make you well? You was praying, wasn't you, lady? If that's right, raise up your hand so they can see. All right? Go home and be well. Jesus Christ make you well. See the power of the Holy Ghost after healing that other girl coming right around there and that getting together? Brother, when we get in one accord in one place, something happens. It stops you. If you'll quit doubting and just let the Holy Spirit have its way. Come, sister. The Holy Spirit just pushing its way in, seems like. I just seem like the audience is getting milky looking out there. That man sitting there seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost sitting back there. Believe with all your heart, sir, and you'll receive it. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ. With back trouble, Jesus Christ makes you well. Leave now. Go down. Come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. You believe? If God will tell me your trouble, will you believe it? That man on the clock. You're believing, sir? That ambulance stretcher. You appeared in front of this man just now. You're a minister. You got asthma. Yes. Reverend Bowden, you may go home and be well. Jesus Christ, make sure. You believe God will heal you? Take that cancer of death away from you? You accept it with all your heart? If you do, you'll die laying there. You can only live by trusting God. If you believe it and believe it, he'll make you well. Take that what you got and go home and get well in the name of Jesus Christ. How many in here believe that Jesus Christ is here? How many believers is here? Raise your hand. Young fellow laying here on the stretcher, do you believe? How many believe? How many will want to believe? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Then lay your hands on one another. Lay your hands on one another. Just raise over, everybody. Lay your hands on one another. Here it is. This is it. Now pray for the person you got your hands on. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn the devil. Come on, Satan, you are defeated. Leave these people go.
see where I stand? There's a challenge here. Now, if he's God, he'll manifest himself. If this is the truth, then I'm a liar, a false prophet. You should never come to hear me again. Because I'm a false prophet. I give a witness of Christ to this night. You can't do it to prove the teaching I've been given. You're from here, Tabernacle, aren't you, lady? You stand here, your hand up, little white hat on. Yeah, you're from here. See, I see that the people are pulling that vision. I see stand right over them. I'm wanting somebody that I don't know. Here. You from that Tabernacle here, lady, got your handkerchief up like this, standing right here. Are you from you're from out of town? Stand up on your feet a minute. While you were sitting there praying, there was some odd feeling come over you all of a sudden. That was the angel of the Lord. I'm standing right by you now. Now there's something that you touched me. I don't know what it is. But you are from out of town. You could be from Louisville or Tennessee or wherever you might be. I don't know. God doesn't know that. But if he will reveal to me what is the secret of your heart, make known your desire, something other. Do you believe accepting the word, doing everything justly? Now all you people are looking right at the woman, you see. Now let the Holy Spirit, if he's still the Holy Spirit, let him reveal it. Don't be afraid. He's God, he keeps his word everywhere. The woman's suffering with a breakdown, a nervous condition. That's why it raised up your hand. You got heart trouble also. That's a nervous heart. Hurts you worse when you lay down. Smothers you more. You've had an operation. That operation isn't healed yet. That's right, isn't it? No, you're not from Ohio. You are from Ohio. You are from Ohio. You got a burden on your heart. Some girl or something. It's a daughter missing. That's thus saith the Lord. Go receive what you asked for, lady. You touched something. Do you believe? Who else was it had their hands up in there? You believe God can reveal to me the secret of your heart? You believe it's the same God I've been preaching about this morning? You got a dark shadow on his cancer. You believe God will heal you? You do, aren't you? And you go back to Ohio, where you come from, Lebanon, go back to be made well, leaning on the Lord Jesus Christ. Go please. This little lady sitting right here, kind of got some kind of skin rash in you. Stand up, honey. You believe? Kind of shocked you a little bit, didn't it? All right, you're going to get over it. You're going to be all right. I'll see you later on. I'll home you out. Who was that person who stood up just a few minutes ago? Some man back there stood up somewhere. You stand up for your feet. You believe Jesus Christ and tell me what your trouble is? You accept it? You got that knot go off your neck? Your wife's in there by you, suffering with a nervous condition. That's right, too. Y'all from Ohio. Put your hand over on her there. Lord, may you be healed. Go back to your home and rejoice and be made glad. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody next to you. Take my word. I'm telling you, God's word. You believe it now? All that believe, say amen. Amen. The word has been made manifest. It's the truth. I bow your hands. Lord, I come to thee in the name of Jesus, praying for these people. It's late, Lord. And it's really later than we think. It's the coming of the Lord is at hand. We pray that your mercies will be extended. Give unto them, Lord, their healing. I now condemn the devil on the light of God's word that he is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is the correct application.